This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the dairy industry just seems to never be able to catch a break these past few years. Regulations, trade disputes, labeling products that aren't dairy as though they were, and the list goes on and on. As we move through these first few months of 2024, we see that demand has been an issue for the dairy industry. We'll talk about what it means next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
So as we enter the first 3 months of 2024, we see that demand has dropped some for dairy products, and that doesn't mean that the future is in jeopardy by any means. Lucas Feast is a senior dairy analyst at Rabo AgriFinance, and he says despite the slow start, he's still cautiously optimistic about the industry's future this year.
We've seen now 7 consecutive months of lower milk production, so we're a little bit tighter from the supply side of things. The issue that we're seeing is that this weaker supply is being met by weaker demand as well. So lower milk output, less volume, it's not necessarily creating a overwhelmingly bullish price response like we normally would expect in times of tighter production.
In fact, we have already started to see a little bit of reversal to the positive side in this dairy marketplace, so it's not all doom and gloom.
I do think that because we're tighter on milk supply domestically, and then we're also lower on a global basis, end users are aware of this, and we've seen very slight price recovery in recent weeks. Kind of our theme in this report and looking ahead towards prices this year is one of slow but steady milk price improvement. I don't think we're going back to the, in some cases, record high prices of 2022, but overall, we should see a little bit better margins from a farmer perspective this year than we saw in a challenging 2023.
Now, 2022 was a banner year for dairy export demand, and we weren't able to keep that momentum going into 2023, however. But that doesn't mean we're not going to claw our way back and have another good year in 2024. In fact, we still got 3/4 of a year to go.
We saw exports, especially to a lot of our key trading partners in Southeast Asia or even up into East Asia or China, kind of struggle throughout 2023, not only from purchasing U.S. product, but basically on a global level overall. Granted, that was against a record high 2022, but the backtracking did negatively impact prices a little bit throughout 23.
He says that the situation we're finding the dairy market in means we just have to get ready to take the good with the bad.
Domestically, too, it kind of depends on the product overall. We've seen pretty strong butter demand, which has kept the butter price firmly elevated of late. But cheese has been more of an issue. And of course, that drives that class 3 milk price that farmers focus on so much. When I look at the cheese market, we have pretty abundant supply overall. Milk, even though it's down some in the U.S., will continue to flow to cheese plants first. So there's really no negative impact on cheese production because of this tighter milk supply. But on the demand side too, when I talk to clients, when I look at some of the data, it's been a pretty challenging start to the year from a demand perspective.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.